ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधा श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 14 अत्रापि उदारयन्ति इमां पुरातनं हर्षभाणां च संवादं विदेहस्य महात्मनः अत्रापि उदारं इमां इतिहासं पुरातनं हर्षभाणां च संवादं विदेहस्य महात्मना अत्रापि उदारं इमां इतिहासं पुरातनं हर्षभाणां च संवादं विदेहस्य महात्मना अत्रापि उदाहरन्ति माम् इतिहासं पुरातनं हर्षभाणां च संवादं विदेहस्य महात्मना माताजी अत्रापि इन दिस वेरी मैटर उदाहरन्ति इज गिवन एज एन एग्जाम्पल इमं दिस इतिहासम हिस्टोरिकल अकाउंट पुरातनम एंशियंट अर्षभाणाम ऑफ द सन्स ऑफ ऋषभ च एंड संवादम द कन्वर्सेशन विदेहस्य विथ जनक किंग ऑफ विदेह महात्मनः हू हैज अ ग्रेट ब्रॉड माइंडेड सोल ट्रांसलेशन एंड purport by the divine the disciples of his Divinity A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada translation to explain the devotional service of the Lord sages have related an ancient history of the conversation between the great soul king Videha and the sons of Rishabha purport the words itihasam puratanam meaning ancient historical account are significant here. Srimad Bhagavatam is Nigama Kalpa Taror Galitam Phalam, the ripe fruit of the desire tree of Vedic knowledge. In the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, we find true historical narrations relating to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the liberation of the conditioned souls. These historical accounts are not fiction or mythology, but describe the wonderful activities of the Lord and His devotees that took place in yugas previous to the advent of this puny age. Although mundane scholars have foolishly tried to depict the Bhagavatam as a mythological work or a recent creation, the actual fact is that Srimad Bhagavatam is a perfect transcendental literature describing not only the entire situation of this universe, but also that which lies far beyond this universe, in both the material and spiritual skies. If one seriously studies the Srimad Bhagavatam, he becomes the most learned intellectual man. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desires that all pious persons become highly learned by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and then preach the glories of the Lord in a scientific way all over the world. It is essential that we hear these historical narrations, such as the conversation between Navayogendras and King Videha, with complete faith and submission. Then, as stated in the verse 12 of this chapter, even if our former life is filled with abominable activities, simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we shall be promoted to the same transcendental status as the Lord and His pure devotees. This is the extraordinary power of Bhagavad history, as contrasted with useless mundane historical accounts which ultimately serve no purpose. Although mundane historians justify their work on the plea that they have to learn from history, we can practically see that the world situation is now rapidly deteriorating into unbearable conflict and chaos, while so-called historians stand helplessly by. But the Bhagavad historians who have faithfully read and heard Srimad Bhagavatam can give perfect and potent instructions for the restoration of a peaceful and blissful world. Therefore, those who are inclined to enrich their intellectual life through the study of history should educate themselves in the historical narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam. This will bring them the perfection of intellectual and spiritual life. Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while instructing Sanatana Goswami, he says that Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavata Shravana Mathuravasa Shri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevan. He says that the five important topics, important items of devotional service, out of 64 are associating with devotees and chanting the holy names and reading and hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam and residing in a holy place like Vrindavan and faithfully worshipping the deities. And anyone who does these services, these five items, executes even little bit, then he achieves all perfection. These are the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada has given us this program of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every morning. Initially, when he went to US, United States, he was giving evening classes in 22nd Avenue. Matchless Gift Center. He used to give Bhagavad Gita classes in the evening. It was very, very initial days. And then Prabhupada, understanding the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam, he instituted Srimad Bhagavatam classes in the morning. Soon after Guru Puja, Prabhupada used to give himself Bhagavatam classes. And following in his footsteps, we also attend Srila Guru Puja. And then, soon after the Guru Puja, we sit and hear from Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada has given us this program of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one verse every day. This is very significant, because when we hear verse by verse, then we understand the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like in the last chapter we read, the curse upon the Yadu dynasty, isn't it? Then every verse, when it is read and heard by different speakers, every devotee gives his own realization of how deadly it is to commit Vaishnava Aparadha. You know, when we hear, you know, month long such discourses, we really take it seriously, that it's not a, you know, ordinary job. Performing devotional service is a very serious job, that it should be taken at utmost seriousness. So therefore, when we hear Bhagavatam on daily basis, on verse by verse, that is very important. And Prabhupada has given us this program of hearing Bhagavatam verse by verse. And every devotee comes and he gives his own realizations. That also is very interesting to hear, is it not? So therefore, people want quick solutions in this world for their problems, isn't it? So just they go to any person, whether it is a doctor or some counselor, and they want some quick solutions. But the Bhagavatam is the best solution, and that solution is given on the pages of Bhagavatam. When we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, in the purport it is mentioned that the historians, they simply comment on Bhagavatam. It is, you know, recent history. Somebody has written it. It's all mythological. What is the use of hearing it? But when the world is in chaos and difficult situation, they are simply standing by and looking at it because they do not have any solutions. But as per the scripture itself, Srimad Bhagavatam itself, when we hear and read Srimad Bhagavatam, it is the highest benefit to the entire material existence. And not only that, one can solve one's all problems of life. And one, we have to actually experience it. When we hear and read and then practice what is written in Bhagavatam, then we can find the solutions for our problems. So in today's verse, we are hearing from Narad Muni, and he has been questioned by Vasudeva, the father of Lord Krishna himself. And in answers to his questions, he is answering. And Vasudeva, he worshipped Lord Ananta in order to get a son. Of course, Krishna himself became his son. But it is said that he forgot to ask for liberation. And when one gets Krishna as one's own son, then where is the question of asking for separate liberation? Is it necessary? But still, he is thinking that I forgot to ask liberation from Lord Ananta. So you please explain to me how to get liberation. He is asking this question. So this is the humility of great souls like Vasudeva. Although they are very near and dear to Krishna. In fact, Krishna is, you know, his own personal son. And he is thinking that, you know, I did not ask for liberation. How bad it is. And again he is posing this question to Narad Muni, and Narad Muni is answering his questions. And recently I was in Odisha, and there is a place, our Bhagavat, what is his name, our one of our god brothers, Bhagwan Pandit Prabhu, his brother is, you know, staying there. I mean, although he is in a place where he has house and everything, but he has given it up and he has moved to a place which is totally in a, right in the middle of a jungle next to big mountains. And the beauty of this place is that there is no electricity. No electricity alone. He could have brought it, but then he avoided. He said, no, I want to live in a place where there is no electricity. And there is a nice lake. He goes and takes bath, and we also did the same thing right next to his home. And two cows and two bulls he actually plows himself, he and his father. Personally they do that, plowing and growing. And there is they grow rice and mung dal and vegetables, and cows own fresh milk, they drink. Such a nice atmosphere. And he stays there and he goes every evening for preaching nearby villages. What I saw that there are so many, it is in the midst of a forest and surrounded by so many beautiful mountains. And when we approached, at the time of approaching, these mountains, they were so tiny and small. They looked like, at least like that. But then we landed up into that place. We found the same mountains, the very, very huge ones. And in the evening I was taking, you know, just walk. And I was going closer to the mountains. I found that mountain is, you know, ever growing and growing and growing. So, but the same mountain, when I saw from distance, it was so small. And that is the nature of a devotee. Because he is very close to the Lord, he sees himself very, very insignificant. I found myself very insignificant in front of that huge mountain. So here is Vasudeva. He is having Krishna as his own son. Krishna, he looks at Krishna every day, he feeds him, he looks at him, he serves him. But still he is thinking that I am bound up by this material energy, and I did not get liberation. So now he wants to get that liberation, so therefore he is asking this question, though he is the father of Lord Krishna himself. And in answer to the question, Narad Muni is explaining that he narrated the conversation between Videha and son of Rishabhadev, the Navayogendras. So in one of the purports, Prabhupada writes, in a cultured assembly of devotees, the practice of quoting authorities is very, very common. Because they don't want to tell their own things. Because they just want to tell what they have heard from their seniors or from their predecessor acharyas. So here also Narada Muni could have given his own answer, but he is not doing that. He is just referring to the conversation which held, you know, long time before between Navayogendras and sons of Rishabha. Rishabhadeva and Janak Maharaj. The sons of Rishabhadeva and Janak Maharaj, Navayogendras and Janak Maharaj. And in contrast to this, nowadays we see that every speaker, every author, even every artist whoever paints, they want to come up with their own ideas. And as long as they are copying, as long as they are, you know, referring to somebody else's work, they are considered very, very low grade. So you are just copying somebody, you are just referring to somebody else's article and writing, you are referring to somebody else's painting and you are painting again. No, that is not very advanced. If you have your own thing coming up, you know, you have to create your own. And when one is not guided by scriptures and gurus, we can understand what all comes out from such a mind. But that is considered as very, very advantageous and very high these days. But in contrast to this, we see in the scriptures every now and then the acharyas and the devotees, they are referring, going back, you know, this happened and this was the question asked, the same question, somebody asked the same question and this was the answer given and I am going to give the same answer. That is how devotees are, you know, very, very authorized in the sense they don't want to come up with their own ideas. They want to refer back and give the perfect answer. And we hear that in Srila Prabhupada's case also. He always quoted from previous acharyas and verses from Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita in his everyday lecture. We hear that how he quotes. And also once upon a time when he wrote, this Bhagavad Gita commentary on Bhagavad Gita, and somebody commented on it, "Oh, Prabhupada, your Bhagavad Gita looks like just like that of Ramanujacharya's commentary." Prabhupada said, "That means I am in parampara. That means I am not writing my own thing. I am just referring back to my senior predecessor acharyas and I am writing it down." So this is how devotees are very, very careful to bring out the essence from the previous acharyas. And here Narada Muni is also doing the same thing. Krishna swadhama pagate dharma jnanaadi visaha kalav nashta drusha mesha puranarko dunoditaha. And after all, what is Srimad Bhagavatam? Krishna swadhama pagate dharma jnanaadi visaha. When Krishna ended up his pastime and he went back to the spiritual world, and along with him dharma and jnana and everything virtuous left the planet Earth. So knowing the condition of the people in the world, so Krishna immediately came in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is like a very brilliant sun. And whoever whoever takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, he will be out of ignorance, because that is bright sun-like light is coming out of it. And also it is explained in purport also, this Bhagavatam is Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam. It is not only Phalam, it is Galitam Phalam. So now, very soon we are going to get mangoes. Maybe some mangoes are already coming in the market, but they are not fully, you know, ripened in the sense. In the month of April and May you will get the real ripened fruits. So this is like that of a fruit which is really galitam phalam, ripened one. And not only that, shukha mukad amrita drava samyutam. And Shukadeva Goswami has tasted it. And it is in a liquid form. And one of my relative, he had one problem, some health issues. And when he went to doctor, he was advised to eat the fruit eaten by, you know, parrots. And he is living in a city like Bangalore. How is it possible? Where will you find parrots coming and biting your fruit, and you are going to pluck that fruit and eat it? How is it ever possible? No? Of course, we have 3 parrots in our altar, but we cannot go and ask them, "Please take this and bite and give it to me." Okay. Even otherwise, Shukadeva Goswami, who is the best of the parrots, very dear to Radharani, he has already tasted Srimad Bhagavatam. And when we hear that, you know, not only our physical problems, but also any such problems will be taken care, is it not? So therefore, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam on a regular basis is highly recommended. And Bhagavatam has 10 topics. Atra sarga visargasya sthanam poshana mutaya manvantara ishanukata nirodhi mukti rashray. 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarga is creation, visarga is secondary creation, sthanam, the position of living entity, poshanam, that is a protection given by the Lord, utayaha, manvantara, different manus are coming and then they are ruling the world, ishanukata, Lord's pastimes, nirodha, liberation, and mukti and ashraya. Ashraya is the 10th topic, that is sammambunam, that is Krishna katha. So such a, they are not chronological in Srimad Bhagavatam, but Shukadeva Goswami mentions them logically and very intellectually whenever there is need. So that means any one of the cantos could be discussing any one or more topics of these 10 topics, is it not? So therefore, this 11th canto describing mainly about liberation. So here actually the question is also the same thing. Or Vasudeva is asking that I worshipped Ananta but I did not ask for liberation. And in answer to the question, Narad Muni is answering that how one can get liberation, and he is going to narrate in future classes. And what is Srimad Bhagavatam? So it is said that when the Lord comes as fish, he is known as Matsyavatar. When he comes as tortoise, he is known as Kurmavatar. When he comes as lion, he is known as Narsimha. Similarly, when he comes in the form of book, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is non different than Krishna, but in the book format. And what is the spirit of studying Srimad Bhagavatam? That is explained by or exemplified by Narada Muni himself, Vyasadeva himself. Although he wrote all the Vedic literature, four Vedas, Puranas, and Itihasas, and Upanishads, and Brahma Sutras, although he wrote entire Vedic literatures, still he was not satisfied. Then he approached Narada Muni and he humbly inquired. And Narada Muni actually indicated the problem. Actually, it is a humbling experience to go anyone to ask for a solution. But here Vyasadeva is not hesitating to do that. He is going straight and he is asking. And in return, he is getting the answer. And then he is writing Srimad Bhagavatam. So in a utmost humility, he is writing down the pastimes of the Lord, and that literature is becoming the crown of all of his literatures. And that is the spirit of studying Srimad Bhagavatam, is to understand what Krishna wants to tell us, what the other pastimes of the Lord are wanting to know us. So that is the spirit of studying Srimad Bhagavatam. And why to study Srimad Bhagavatam? That also is explained. Yasyam vai shruyamanaya krishne parama purushe bhaktir utpaddate pumsa shokha moha bhayapah. When we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, yasyam vai shruyamanaya krishne parama purushe, not any other person but Krishna, who is the supreme most person, bhaktir utpaddate pumsa, bhakti, the pure devotion will arise in the heart. And when what will happen? Shokha moha bhaya. Everybody is tormented with these three things. Shoka, we lament for what happened in the past. And moha, we are bewildered at present, because we consider ourselves as this material body. And in future we are fearing what will come tomorrow. Bhaya. So all the three tenses are taken care of, past and present and future tenses, when we hear Bhagavatam, is it not? So therefore, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very essential that we can find solution for all our problems. And how to study Srimad Bhagavatam? Shrunvata Shraddhaya Nityam, it is explained. Shraddhaya and Nityam, with faith and every single day, or regularly at least, when we hear Bhagavatam, and this is the way of studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Not that going to some Bhagavat Saptahas once in a year or so, just hearing continuously for 7 days, that has become common practice these days. But that is not the way of studying Srimad Bhagavatam. The studying Srimad Bhagavatam, that is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam itself, that with faith and regularly, that is how one should study Srimad Bhagavatam. And whom to hear from Srimad Bhagavatam? Although there are so many recitations going on, recitations, whom to hear from Srimad Bhagavatam? Chaitanya tells himself that Bhagavata Padadiya Bhagavata Sthane. From a pure devotee of Bhagavatam, Bhagavata, a devotee should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the protocol. Not from any professional reciters. When one does that, what happens? Sanatana Goswami says that putam harikatam. I mean, it is like tasting the milk tasted by serpent. Milk is very good, very nourishing. But when it is tasted by a serpent-like creature, then it becomes poison. Bhagavatam is very pure, very, very sweet. But that should be spoken by a devotee. Otherwise, it will have a reverse effect. Therefore, it is very essential to know whom to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from. Srila Giriraj Swami Maharaj, in those days when Srila Prabhupada was here, right here in Juhu, trying to construct a temple for Sri Sri Radha Vas Bihari. Giriraj Maharaj has given so much service. Throughout the day he was, you know, wandering here and there, going to Bombay Municipal Corporation, meeting people, getting permissions, and coming from such a country like America, he was not experienced in these matters, but he was trying very hard to accomplish this task for Srila Prabhupada. And yet he was wondering, when will I get to sit down and read Bhagavatam? Because that was an injunction given by Srila Prabhupada that we should hear Bhagavatam every day. He read Bhagavatam. He was not able to do that. And he was thinking about it. And then he thought, okay, let me go and ask directly Srila Prabhupada. He thought, and one fine day he went into the room where Prabhupada was sitting, and he posed this. Just he wanted to ask this question, and Prabhupada said, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttama Shloka Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtike. He said that there are two types of Srimad Bhagavatam. One is person Bhagavatam, another one is book Bhagavatam. So if you are able to read book Bhagavatam, it's very essential. But if you are able to serve pure devotee, you will get the same benefit. There is no difference at all. Then he got the answer. Okay, now I am not able to read Bhagavatam because I am serving a Bhagavat, a devotee. Of course, after reading Srimad Bhagavatam, what are you going to do? We are going to engage in the service of the Lord. And how are we going to engage in the direction given by the pure devotees? And that was what exactly he was doing right now, then there. So therefore, he understood that reading Bhagavatam is not simply reading it, but to follow the instructions given by the acharyas. So Bhagavatam is such a wonderful literature that everybody has something to say about it. Now let us see what all has been spoken about Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he said that if all the books are thrown in ocean, If one book is still remaining, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, and that is sufficient for Aryans, the cultured people, that they can relish that Srimad Bhagavatam and they can perfect their lives. Because there are innumerable books, even amongst Vedic literature there are so many books, and if it so happens that we lose them, but if Bhagavatam is still intact, then there is nothing, no loss at all. That's what Bhakti Vinod Thakur said. Similarly, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said that in libraries all over the world, their books are stacked up, so many books. That was previously. Now everything is in the format e-book, isn't it? There are so many books, we can carry all of them just in on our any gadgets these days. Even those books, they are all burnt. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, if libraries after libraries and all the books are burnt, but if Srimad Bhagavatam is still there, that means the world has some hope. Nothing has lost it. Because the Bhagavatam will give all the direction, and when we have Bhagavatam, we can perfect our lives. And also Srila Prabhupada also said that if all the books are lost and if Bhagavatam is present, and one person, let us say, which will not happen, God forbid, even the ISKCON is, if it becomes extinct, and only one book is remaining, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada said, one person will pick up that book and he will read Bhagavatam and re-establish ISKCON once again. That is the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, we understand such Bhagavatam is right now in front of us and we are hearing it, and how fortunate are we. And Mahaprabhu, when he was a baby Nimai, in front of him there are so many things kept. There were gold coins and eatables and this and that. What did Mahaprabhu took up? He crawled right into Srimad Bhagavatam, he embraced Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the introduction, writes the entire life story of Srila Prabhupada, life sketch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because he says that because the life of Lord Chaitanya is non-different than Srimad Bhagavatam. He is the best preacher of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, we should study his life history before we embark on the study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, we see that life sketch has been written by Srila Prabhupada, right in the first canto. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chastised Devanand Pandit because of recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. He was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. He said that I'll tear away your Srimad Bhagavatam, because he was not following what is written in Srimad Bhagavatam. That means when there is offense took place to Srivas Thakur, he was just keeping quiet. He did not resist, did not say anything. So Mahaprabhu did not like it. So therefore he chastised him like anything. And at least 11 commentaries are available right now on Srimad Bhagavatam. That means all four Sampradaya Acharyas have written Srimad Bhagavatam, because they understand that this is a very important literature. And except for Shankaracharya, all Acharyas have written Srimad Bhagavatam. Because if Shankaracharya has to take up Srimad Bhagavatam, that will be very difficult for him to do any justice. In the sense, he wanted to claim that Krishna is not a person. Isn't it? It is nirakar. It's formless. And when he understands that what Srimad Bhagavatam is all about, he didn't even touch it, knowing well that it is not his cup of tea. And Bhagavatam is famous for one very important pastime. What is that? Rudrasura pastime, isn't it? In other Vedic Puranas, it is spoken so much about Srimad Bhagavatam. So that also shows that how important Srimad Bhagavatam is. And especially it is important because the story of Rudrasura comes in Srimad Bhagavatam. And once I heard in lecture that once Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamanand Pandit and Srinivas Acharya, they wanted to do book distribution, and then when they took that so many books, and in the meantime, one fine day they lost it, and they were searching here and there everywhere, and they were panicking, and at last they found those books. And when they found those books, when they opened the crate, you know, the first thing what they found on the top was Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like if there is a milk, when you boil the milk, what comes on the top is the cream. The cream of all the Vedic literature is Srimad Bhagavatam, which was lying on the top of all the other Vedic literatures. That is how it is explained. And it is a natural commentary given by Vyasadeva himself on Vedanta Sutras. And who wrote Vedanta Sutras? It is he wrote. And he himself has given commentary. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, that is the best way of understanding Brahma Sutras or Vedanta Sutras. So just like a creator knows the creation better. Similarly, the author knows what he has written. And he has given commentary, that is natural commentary. So therefore, Bhagavatam is the end of all the Vedic literature, because that is Vedanta. In sutra form it is given, formulas. And it is a natural commentary given by him. And once Gaurangpur was telling that it is the junior most literature with the senior most realizations. Because that was written at the end of his career. Vyasadeva wrote all these Vedic literatures, but at the end of his career, that the last book he ever wrote was Srimad Bhagavatam. And when he wrote that Bhagavatam, it was filled with highest of all realizations. So therefore it is junior most literature with senior most realizations. So this is how very Bhagavatam is very, very special. And every now and then we hear the glories of Bhagavatam right in Bhagavatam itself. And there are many such shlokas, hundreds and hundreds of such shlokas. But one is here, Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam, Tadeva Shashvad Manaso Mahatsavam, Tadeva Shokarnama Shoshanam Dhanam, Yaduttama Shloka Yashonu Giyate. Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam. At least five qualities of Bhagavatam has been mentioned here. Tadeva Ramyam, it is very pleasing. Ruchiram, relishable. And then Navam Navam, it is very ever fresh. You can read Bhagavatam every time and you will get a better understanding. Tadeva Shashvat Manaso Mahotsavam. And it is the best festival for the mind. It is not simply entertainment, it is a festival for the mind. When we actually understand the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, that is, there is no better festival for the mind that here other than hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Tadeva Shashvat Shoshanan Runam. And everybody is tormented with material miseries. But when one hears Srimad Bhagavatam, all the miseries are eradicated. Because they are glorifying Uttama Shloka, who is the best of the personalities, Lord Shri Krishna. And one verse in 11th canto, which speaks about the intelligence of a devotee. It is said that a devotee is most intelligent amongst all the people. And a commentary has been given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says that in this world, who is considered as a very clever and intelligent, who gives a penny and gets a gold coin in return, he is considered as a real clever guy, because he gave hardly one penny and in return he got a pure gold coin. Who could be more intelligent than him? Then he goes on to explain. But if one can get a diamond for a single gold coin, he is considered even more better, because he is getting diamond for a coin of a gold. Then again he explains, if one can get a diamond from a sober intelligent man, just convincing him with some few words. He's not even giving golden coin this time. Just talking and talking, he is getting that diamond from what kind of a person is intelligent person. He is not going to give on just because he is speaking. Because this person is so clever in his speech, he mesmerizes him and he gets that diamond. So he is considered the highest of all. But then the Lord is telling here that who am I? I am Lakshmipati. I am husband of Goddess of Fortune. A devotee is he, and what he has to offer? A mortal body which is going to decay and die one day. And out of this mortal body, with 2 years, he hears Srimad Bhagavatam. And in return, he purchases me, he gets me. Who could be more intelligent than my own devotee? Krishna is glorifying his intelligence of a devotee. That he is so intelligent that he is buying me. And with what? Here we understand we get, give something and we get, you know. We have to give something in return, we will get something. But here what a devotee is giving, what all he has is this mortal body. And he just hears, sits and hears. And when pure love of God is, you know, fructified, then he can have Krishna, just like Vasudeva. Vasudeva has his son as Krishna himself, but still, you know, out of his humility he is asking this question. So that is the power of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada, he wanted us to live in natural settings. So therefore he gave an instruction to devotees, his disciples, long, long back, that we should have this. So he wanted us to do agriculture and cow production and retreat centers, so that people can come and, you know, understand what devotional service is all about. And then he wanted us to create Vrindavan forest and also study Vedic literatures very scrutinizingly. These are the 5 aspects he gave us of natural living. So now we see that that has been already manifested here, right in Govardhan Eco Village. So agriculture is taking place. Devotees are doing agriculture, organic agriculture. And cow production is also happening. And a retreat center is anyway in full swing. And Vrindavan forest has been already created. And in one lecture, Gaurangpur was mentioning there are 5 kinds of Vrindavan. One is Golok Vrindavan, which is up there where Radha and Krishna are residing. And when same Krishna comes here, that is called as Gokula Vrindavan, which is in the tract of Mathura, Uttar Pradesh. And when Krishna leaves, goes back to Godhead, and that what we see when we go to Vrindavan now, that is called as Drishyamana Vrindavan. What we can see with our present eyes. And the 4th kind of Vrindavan is Hridaya Vrindavan. A pure devotee, out of his love for Krishna, manifests similar Vrindavan in his own heart. So that is called as Hridaya Vrindavan. And 5th type of Vrindavan is created by the instruction given by the pure devotees. That is called as Vrindavan manifested on the order of a pure devotee. So Srila Prabhupada wanted us to create such a Vrindavan. So following in his footsteps and orders, the devotees have worked hard and created Srimad Vrindavan Dham. And we see that in the past also, acharyas have created such Vrindavan forests. Rup Sanatan Goswamis have created Vrindavan in Ramakeli. We have gone there, Radha Kund, Sham Kund, and all such places have been created. And Srinivas Acharya also has created that Vrindavan. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we can still go and have a look. You know, there is Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Giri Govardhan. Vrindavan forest has been created in Chaitanya Gaudiya Math. And Srila Prabhupada also wanted us to, you know, do that. 7 temples of Vrindavan. So once upon a time, that I was told to go to Vrindavan along with Jay Gopal Prabhu, who was, you know, architect. Myself and he, we went to Vrindavan in 96. And we toured in the area of Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Shyam Sundar and few other temples. We took measurements and some designs and drawings. We tried and we gave it to the authorities. So now we see that, you know, the temples have already come up right here in Govardhan Eco Village. So, Prabhupada wanted us to also study Vedic literature very, very scrutinizingly. That's the fifth aspect. And that also has been very nicely taking place. That Bhakti Shastri, we started off with Bhakti Shastri. I think everyone here now has gone through Bhakti Shastri course. And Bhakti Vaibhav, first six cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are trying to read and understand. And Bhakti Sarvabhauma, I believe, that is another six cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then when complete Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is given the title as Bhakti Vedanta. And here is our Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So he is willing to give his own title. No, he is not keeping that title for himself. Oh, I am Bhakti Vedanta Swami, so I will be always Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Of course, he is. But he is willing to give the similar kind of, you know, title for anyone of his, you know, grand disciple or anybody. All we have to do is, you know, sit and read these Bhagavatam and literatures and find newer and newer meanings and become happy, and then on the top, you know, he's going to crown us with a victory crown. Of course, we are not interested in only titles and, you know, all these degrees, but that is a way of, you know, showing their affection, these acharyas. You know, even Jiva Goswami also used to give titles to his disciples. He said, Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya. He gave Mahashaya title to him. And Srinivas Acharya, I heard that he was not willing to take it. And that then he forced him to, no, you have to take, you have to accept Srinivas Acharya. So, Shamananda Pandit, like that. So similarly, it is a tradition in Vaishnavism to crown one with such wonderful titles, but not for any aggrandizement, but for studying such Vedic literatures. So such are the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, and we are so fortunate that we are able to sit and hear from different devotees, as has been given by Srila Prabhupada, this program. So you go to any part of the world, every hour Bhagavatam is taking place. As they say, the sun is always shining. Only thing where you are present. That is how it depends. So now sun is shining because we are in India. But sun of Bhagavatam is now also shining in different parts of the world. In the sense that wherever, whatever the time is, you know, according to local time, if it is 8:30 or whatever time they conduct Bhagavatam, every morning, there is Bhagavatam class happening. That means sun is always shining. Similarly, Bhagavatam is always being recited all over the world. And that is a gift of Srila Prabhupada, who has given, masterminded this and given this program of sitting and reading and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Utai Gaura Premanandai.